Rodney, just the person I was looking for. Elizabeth fell into step with him. Do you have a few minutes? Oh, actually, I was looking for you too. I just wanted to talk to you about the puddle jumpers. Why don't we step into my office? Elizabeth said, which was kind of odd, because surely they could talk about the puddle jumpers just about anywhere. I've been rereading through some of the notes I made when I was, you know, a super genius, Rodney explained as they headed up the stairs. And while far too many of them are too advanced to be comprehensible, I did upload a virtual prototype for a hyperspace generator for the puddle jumpers that I'm pretty sure I can implement. It will take some external resources, but I'm thinking if Zelenka and I work on it together, it would only take us a week or two. 3 weeks tops. They had made it to Elizabeth's office, and she turned to him as soon as the door was closed. Actually, there's something else I need to talk to you about. I'm worried about John. Oh, right. This conversation. The one he'd been trying to avoid for 3 days. Rodney crossed his arms over his chest and attempted to look casual. I understand he hasn't been sleeping very well, Elizabeth went on, and Carson says that his stress hormones are elevated. I'm concerned that this has something to do with the room you two were exploring. Rodney tried to suppress a wince. Elizabeth was way too perceptive for his sanity, and he was really not ready to tell her everything. Damn it, that was Shepard's job. Actually, I mean, he doesn't look that bad, does he? Nothing a little extra sleep wouldn't cure, right? Elizabeth still had her worried face on. Have you managed to figure out how to get that force field down? Oh, thank God, a question he could answer honestly. There's no way to get it down, and believe me, I've tried. It's running on some sort of internal power source, so there's no code. Well, there's no access point to even try a code to take it down. It's like the brig, only we're locked out, not in. I see, Elizabeth frowned. So there's no way to figure out what it did to him? Ask him, Rodney wanted to say, and then tried to imagine Shepard telling her that he was having dangerously addictive virtual sex. So okay, maybe not. The best I can figure, it was some sort of neural interface, like the stasis pods on the Aurora, Rodney said, which was still the truth, if not the whole truth. A virtual reality? Elizabeth asked. Not exactly, but something similar, which doesn't explain why it's sealed off, or how Shepard managed to get in there in the first place. He does have a rather unique version of the ATA gene, Elizabeth said. Perhaps that had something to do with it? That's possible, Rodney said, because that was fairly close to what he was thinking. Anyway, I think it may have affected him subconsciously. Okay, that wasn't really a lie. Maybe he's having bad dreams or something? Elizabeth picked up one of those ugly little statues she's keeping on her desk and toyed with it. I'll make sure he sees Dr. Heitmeier, she said. But I want you to keep working on that force field, and see if you can find anything in the ancient database. There must be some way to figure this out. Right, okay, Rodney said. I'm on it. Now, about the puddle jumpers. Yes, the puddle jumpers, Elizabeth said. Go ahead and try it. Just make sure you don't disable more than one at a time, and don't forget about John. Right, Rodney said. Make astonishing advances in hyperdrive technology. Fix Shepard. He backed toward the door, making his escape. Good thing I'm a genius, huh?